Okay, everyone, this is WRKV487 Kimber. Let's go ahead and close out this net. Hope that you've enjoyed your Channel 3s. We're getting a lot of good numbers coming in. Thank you for participating. You've been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS Amron Net.
Thank you, Kimber.
Other nets on this system are Monday nights at 8 p.m., the Southern Oregon GMRS Emergency Preparedness Net, hosted by Max, WRDG 580, sometimes myself, and sometimes a few others. This is another regional net to keep connected in times of emergency and learning your emergency skills. Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., the Patriot Ladies Net, hosted by Karen, WRJX 359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and talk about living in the Southern Oregon area and practice our radio skills as well as develop friendships. Once again, Monday nights at 8 p.m. is the Southern Oregon Emergency Preparedness Net, and Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. the Patriot Ladies Net. Pretty cool places. If you have been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communications capabilities of a repeater, like you're hearing here, you'll need a GMRS license, which requires no testing. It's not like a ham license. You don't have to test. It's only $35, and it's good for your entire family for 10 years. It's a great way to talk family and have a little more wider range than just a regular FRS walkie-talkie. Pretty good thing to do, especially if you're, you know, have a wide area or you're up in the woods or whatever you may be doing. You can just talk to your family.
Thank you, Kimber.
So please visit OregonGMRS.org for more information and guidance. Sometimes getting that FCC GMRS license can be a bit confusing, but if you hit the Get Started button on OregonGMRS.org, they walk you right through the process. Also, the IVARC website has a really great form for that, too, and we can help you out. So we wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org and DDB.org for the use of this repeater system. We also give thanks to the many individuals that give so much of their time to make all of this possible. Thank you, all of you. This, therefore, concludes the Southern Oregon Amron Net. This is WRKV487 now returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8:05 local time p.m. And I'm going to be standing by for any questions and or discussions that may happen. And John 889, I do have some information for you if you'd like.
First of all, thank you, Kimber and Ron, for doing what you do and doing the net. And I'll go ahead and I'll stand by and let you go ahead and basically take any questions that might be coming in, and I'll talk to you after that. Thank you, Kimber.
Okay, that's appreciated, and I will, yeah, I have a little information from a guy when I was doing the net on the Elk repeater. He came forward, basically Richard731, and gave some great information on what he uses, and so hopefully that will help out a little bit. Right now, I'm going to take any questions or comments or discussion topics. Anybody, if you're interested in what happened or have questions about the net or anything radio or otherwise here, please come forward now, and I'll be standing by. 7-8. I'm sorry, I didn't get all of your call sign. Please come again.
Sorry, Kimber. This is Robin for WRMY378. I got a brain freeze for a second. Just wanted to say thank you very much for doing what you do and letting me do what I do. And I wanted to wish you all a good night. And I'm going to check out and go take the dog for a walk. So WRMY378 is clear.
Thank you, Robin, for everything you do and for standing by and going to be net control here. That's exciting. And take care and be well, my friend. I love you very much. We'll talk to you very soon. WRKV 487.